We're back with more of the John Murphy Show.
Here we go. Welcome back to the show. John Murphy and Donald Jones live from One Bills Drive and just off the practice field, off the podium meeting with the media. Happy to have Bills' new starting quarterback, Nathan Peterman, with us. Nathan, congratulations. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure you got a busy schedule with a lot going on, so making time for us is big for us. We appreciate that. You got the news about 24 hours ago. What have these last 24 hours been like for you?
Oh, very emotional, you know, obviously at first, but, you know, kind of quickly transitioned to kind of the work mentality and, you know, me getting ready to go. And again, you know, I got to earn it, I think, every day. And so that's my focus right now, my focus Sunday and just earning it.
You know, when I was playing here, they traded or cut Lee Evans and made me the starter. And I remember my first practice, I felt like everybody was looking at me to see what – because, you know, there were some guys that were upset. You know, right. They tweeted a lot, like, are we trying to win? Are we trying to lose? What was your thought process? Did you feel like that in practice?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easy for the quarterback. You know, everybody sees them for sure. But luckily I've had a few opportunities to kind of get with the ones, you know, and have – you know, where I'm, you know, the one practice in camp, I was the only quarterback out there. So I've had this, you know, a little bit before. And again, now it's just the complete focus on the Chargers, complete focus on what we're doing game plan wise and getting ready.
You know, obviously you played last Sunday against New Orleans at the end of the game, but you've said it a little bit a few moments ago, and keep getting the feeling that the preseason game number three at Baltimore, when you had to be thrown into the mix, play with and against ones, that was kind of a big step for you and maybe something that led to a decision like this being made. Do you feel that way?
I don't know what, you know, kind of led to the decision. I certainly feel all of my experiences have helped me get to where I'm at and to have, you know, those past ones to where I have been with the ones and been against ones as well, I think it's been helpful.
You know, how hard is it as the backup now? We all know you're the starter now, but when you were the backup, how hard is it for you to understand what it is that they need you to do just in case you're thrown in the middle of a game? But also have to handle the scout team. Like, how do you do that at the same time?
Yeah, it is tough, you know, but, you know, working, I mean, it's kind of standing behind when it was Tyrod, you know, kind of just standing behind and watching and trying to put yourself in his shoes. And then we got a virtual reality system here too, so that kind of helped that I could get some extra reps. Mm-hmm. and really just try to visualize and put myself in those situations.
The Striver system, right? Is that what you use?
I believe it. That's what it is, yeah.
And if you can just let folks know how that works, when you're looking at, like, the scout team, for instance, when you're the backup getting reps against the Buffalo scout team, or are you looking at the opponents?
Yeah, so they. I mean, I'm looking at us, basically. Yeah, our scout team trying to mimic him. Yeah, we can only do it for, you know, our practices.
Right.
But, you know, that's good because it's with our plays. It's how our plays should look against their defense. And, yeah, it was helpful for me.
How much does that help?
A lot. You know, I think obviously there's nothing like replacing real reps, you know, and getting that. But, you know, I think it's everything has helped me to get to where I'm at.
That made me feel old. I did not play that long ago, and we didn't have anything like this.
Time marches on, Donald.
It does.
You'll learn
technology
eventually.
It's crazy.
Nathan, as you look back, and we talked to you back around the draft, but what in your background has prepared you for this opportunity? Is there a person? Is there an experience? Mm. What do you think has made you ready for this opportunity this week?
I think it's tough to just pick one. I mean, there's been so many. Obviously my parents, you know, my brothers have beaten up on me, you know, as the youngest, has helped me a lot. And then, you know, I went through some tough things in college as well to where, you know, I think I've been through the highs and lows and, you know, that's how life goes. And so I think I'm ready for both, and ready to just, you know, attack it with a level head.
How many brothers do you have?
I have two older brothers.
Older brothers,
yep.
So they would beat on you.
Did they jump you? Did they both beat on you at the same
See,
time?
See, really the middle one would beat on me and then the oldest would try to protect me a little bit, but yeah, it was back and forth.
You got to form those alliances.
That's right.
And how much family will you have out in Los Angeles this weekend?
We'll have a little bit. I think my parents, my in-laws, my wife, obviously, and then maybe one of my brothers will be making it out there.
It's a game coming up, and it's a game against a defense that poses some challenges, right, particularly in the area of pass rush, the Chargers.
For sure. I mean, they're very talented on defense. You know, like you said, those two edges are very good players. And then, you know, on the back end, they're very talented, very aggressive. They fly around and make plays.
Do you – obviously, you're going to worry about that defensive front, but you get the ball out fast. Is
mm-hmm.
that, you know, your way of negating any pressure getting in your face?
Yeah, I think, you know, offensive line certainly – appreciates
right.
it when you do that, but you know, again, I'm just trying to kind of play within the system and play with what they're coaching me to do, and you know, I think our offense certainly built on some timing, spacing, concepts, and so just try to go and execute those.
We had a couple of hours ago on the show one of your former colleagues at Pitt, Pat Bostick, on, who played some quarterback at Pitt. He mentioned one of your strengths is anticipation throws. What's the mindset of making an anticipation throw? You have to be a little bit reckless, a little bit of a gunslinger?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be able to visualize where that guy's going to be. I mean, you got to understand the defense, and I think that's why you spend so much time studying the defense, is that you understand where they're dropping to, where they're trying to defend, and then you can, you know, visualize your guys getting those windows that they're not. And I think that's been a fundamental thing that I've worked on, you know, my whole career.
How much fun is this going to be, do you think?
Hopefully a lot of fun. I mean, you play the game to have fun, you know, and that's certainly what it's been, I think, in the past. And even just being in this facility every day, preparing every day with these guys, is a fun experience for me, and I'm thankful for it every day.
And before we let you go, and we've mentioned it a couple times, but he's done it again. Tyrod Taylor just strikes the perfect note when he runs into a career, a hurdle like this. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciate the way he handles stuff like this.
For sure. And, I mean, like I said earlier, I think is Tyrod's a class act guy. I mean, very professional, a guy that I look up to a lot, and I've learned a lot from this season. And I don't think that'll change as we move forward either. I'll still be learning a lot from him. And, you know, he's been great even in practice today and through the whole season.
Nathan, thanks for this. I know you got meetings to go to. We appreciate you carving out a couple of minutes for us. Thanks.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Good luck to you Sunday. Nathan Peterman, the new starting quarterback for the Bills.